and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to deep dive minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are still fighting some allergies, but we're going to continue going through this week's worth of Dune. Yesterday, we ended with a hooded figure starting to reach up to take their hood off. Today, we're starting with that hood finally coming off, and we're ending with some clothing getting tightened down.
Yeah, they're going in for a little suit fitting.
Yeah.
I know this well. I was just was at a wedding not too long ago, and had to go get fitted for a suit. And I felt this, this is pretty much exactly what they did.
You felt like Leto Atreides in that moment, yeah.
It's all I was thinking about.
Some old dude just like tugging on your pants and like putting in pins to find where they need to hem things.
And that's right. And he was very confused when I asked him, hey, where does my urine and feces get processed?
In the thigh pads.
Well, that's what I was expecting. But he says, please leave my shop.
Oh, okay. Clearly a bad suit then. I mean, if your urine and feces
it was not a Fremen make. Wow, that's a nerdy conversation.
Holy shit.
I love
it. It's almost like we have a Dune podcast. That's not in this movie, by the way. That is a callback to the Lynch film.
So. I talk about it tomorrow, I think. Yeah, I talk about it tomorrow.
All right, well, about it today. That's 2 days in a row of urine and feces, so.
All right.
Aside from the point, we start this minute off just directly being introduced to Judge of the Change, Dr. Liet Kynes.
Liet Kynes, finally.
She is incredibly notable because she has the eyes of Ibad, meaning that she is either Fremen or has been on Arrakis long enough to be impacted physiologically by the effects of spice.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'm going to put a pause.
The floor is yours.
Well, no, I'm going to pause just for a moment to talk about Dr. Kynes here. In the books and in the other interpretations of Dune, adaptations of Dune, Kynes is a man. It makes, at least for this story, it makes no difference.
Correct.
I think that Sharon Duncan Brewster, the woman who plays Kynes in this movie, is phenomenal.
She does a fantastic job.
So good.
Yeah.
So it makes no difference, and she did a great job. It
literally does not matter.
Yeah. So I fully support this like change that they made here. Now I bring that up because I'm going to give a little bit of backstory to Kynes, and the backstory that I give mentions him being a man a lot of times. So I will probably be saying things that are like, hey, I thought she was a woman. No, well, and according to the book, it's a man. So this backstory references that part a lot. So
this is the kind of creative change that I don't care about when I see this in a movie.
No, not at all. So backstory on Liet Kynes. The first bullet point here is they just immediately threw away a big mystery from the books when they said the name Liet Kynes.
Okay.
So in the books, this character is only introduced as Dr. Kynes. We do not know the name Liet at all until later, much later in the books. There is word and like mention of a mysterious Fremen spiritual leader named Liet, who is the same person. They are, you know, come to find out. Yes. Oh, wow. Surprise. They are the same person. but we don't know that until much later on. And it's kind of like a, you know, semi big reveal in the story. As soon as I heard that, you know, they said Dr. Liet Kynes right out the gate, I knew that they had just nixed that entire plot line.
Probably for just brevity of the movie, because
it doesn't play into the story that they're telling here. So that's fine.
Yeah.
And we like people having first names and last names a lot of the times.
It's important, but you know, you could just still be like, yeah, it's Dr. Kynes.
Yep. Dr. Kynes is a very important character in the books. Okay. Very important character in the movie too. So this is a big part. They are an Imperial ecologist. Mm-hmm. In the books, they say we prefer the old term planetologist.
Planetologist.
Yeah. Which is cool.
That's be a cool fucking job on a resume.
Yeah. Imagine those business cards. It would just say my name and planetologist, and that's it.
Dr. Leah Kynes, you know what I do. What was the thing from The Social Network? It was just like, fuck you or whatever.
I don't remember. I have not seen that movie in years.
It's a really good movie.
A planetologist is, I don't think it is a job that exists in our world today. I think
we would call that a geologist in our...
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, all right. So I'm sure a planetologist is probably like a combination of a geologist, ecologist, climatologist.
All of those things. Yeah.
Meteorologists.
Yeah.
Like there's lots of ologies over here. Yeah.
Kynes and
hold on real quick. Do you think that as a planetologist, probably including some degree of meteorology, every morning Leah Kynes wakes up and stands in front of a green screen and like points to different parts of the map of Arrakis and is like, over here it's gonna be fucking hot, over here it's gonna be hot, over here it's the same thing every day, it's hot.
Well, who do you think made that announcement yesterday?
It's not Leah Kynes, because that wasn't Leah Kynes' voice on the PA.
Well,
unless Leah Kynes is just writing the weather report,
who gave him the information, and then
just hand it off to some lackey who's just like,
I my headcanon is that they definitely played a part.
Okay,
in that, a planetologist in the Dune universe is does all the things you just mentioned, meteorology, all the ologies, and specifically on Arrakis, Leah Kynes is the continuation of, or is doing the continuation of their father's work, Pardo Kynes. And he was the first planetologist to be assigned to Arrakis in hopes of eventually terraforming the planet.
Okay.
So if you hear this, which is a huge deal. Yeah, that
comes up pretty big even in the movie later on. Well, as well.
Especially around in the second movie.
Yep.
So all of this stuff that we see where the Fremen and eventually Paul and his group, where they're talking about the dream of a green Arrakis.
Yep.
That was started by Leah Kynes' father. Yes.
So I'm gonna time jump a lot here.
Okay.
But I was under the impression that the dream of a green Arrakis was also a part of Bene Gesserit poking around and messing with Fremen culture that they were doing as a, like, here's what the Lisan al Gaib can.
I always interpret it as two separate things. So the Kwisatz Haderach is not really related to the
I'm not talking about the Kwisatz Haderach. I'm talking about the Lisan al Gaib.
Oh, I still think they're different.
I always associated the green Arrakis with Lisan al Gaib, because that was one of the things that
maybe they've been muddled. You know, it's over the course of time they've kind of become intermingled with each other for sure. I don't think they were initially one and the same, but I don't know. That's, I'll have to look into that a little bit. Hmm. I'll report back.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. We'll definitely have time to talk about it later. So,
in the books, and this is something that we're not going to get in the movies here, but Leah Kynes is the father of Chani in the books.
That's a little important.
That's very important in the books.
That's a little important.
Yeah. Again, I don't mind saying that right now, just because
Chani know this or no?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they know. That whole line is not in a part of these movies, so I'm fine, you know, go ahead and saying that.
Yep.
But I thought that's an interesting tie to this whole thing.
Interesting.
Pardo Kynes, Leah's father, married a Fremen woman, who gave birth to Leah. Leah married a Fremen woman in the books anyways. And the daughter was Chani.
There you go.
Yep.
Look at that.
Liet Kynes was born in the year 10,156 and has lived almost the entire life on Arrakis.
So that puts Liet Kynes at, what, a little over 40?
Yeah, okay. I believe so. Yep. In the books, they are a spiritual leader of the Fremen. They're not just the planetary or the imperial ecologist. That is kind of their side gig, or the, you know, part two of their responsibilities.
It's their Uber driving at night, yeah, and on the weekends.
Yeah. We will see more of this later. I think, yeah, in tomorrow's minute. But Liet Kynes in the books is definitely not impartial. They definitely has like the allegiance to the Fremen.
Sure.
More than the Atreides or to the Imperium or anything like that. Yeah. So whether or not it's a good choice for Judge of the Change, maybe. It might just be the only person they had there.
I think it would be fair to say that Dr. Liet Kynes, within the like network of people that the Imperium knows the most about Arrakis.
Oh, sure.
So
yeah,
that would be why Liet Kynes would be the choice for Judge of the Change.
Yeah. And we do learn this very, really quickly when we're introduced to the character in the books. Kynes knows about the betrayal that is happening.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk about this as we get to know Kynes a little bit more, but I think you can almost sense it with the movie character too. Like, they know something's going down.
I think everyone
knows. I don't think
it's really a surprise.
No, but it's like they know the they know it's more imminent than people are thinking.
Okay.
That's the part that I think they know.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I was going to say, like, to say that Leto doesn't know or expect something to happen. Now, the betrayal itself and the person that is responsible for that betrayal definitely is a surprise, but we'll get to that when we get to that. So,
yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of backstory on Liet Kynes, because, again, super important character. And I'm love the rendition that we get in the movie. First words that we hear from Kynes are, "My Lord Duke."
And then as you would typically
bow,
be expected to greet.
In the books, it makes a very expressly known that before Leto was formally introduced, Gurney went through all the coaching with Kynes to be like, you address them as Duke and my sire, or, you know, whatever, like all the formalities. Thank you. Beforehand, so they wouldn't mess it up.
It would have been funny if we got like 30 seconds of that before this scene where you just see them like standing in the hallway and Gurney's like, all right, this is what you do. This is what you say.
Yeah.
And then she approaches and is like, with your permission, I'd like
hang on. We get a line from Paul, I think, or maybe it's Leto. It says, you're the Imperial ecologist.
Yeah. Something very like, they're not talking to each other. They're talking to the audience.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this is a reminder. I know a lot of stuff has happened since we talked about this person, but this is the reminder. Here's who this person is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Cause we had that whole, I want to say it was like 10 minutes ago or so when Dr. Kynes is first mentioned by Thufir Hawat, and then
Duncan comes in, and then we get the scene with Stilgar and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. And then we get Duncan and his play toys and, you know.
So my note says, no shit. Thanks for the reminding the audience, I guess.
Yeah. I have something similar. So, but then she approaches Leto and is like, you know, with your permission, I want to check your suit. And I just love that immediately every blade is just drawn on her. And Leto's like, whoa, chill the fuck out.
They're so, I almost said trigger happy, but.
They're so blade happy.
Sheath happy.
I don't know. They're just sitting there with a fucking butterfly knife, just like twirling it in their hands or whatever.
Oh my God. And Gurney looks so pissed.
Yeah.
That extreme close up on his face.
Yeah.
Here is just like, he is so upset with this lady for daring to take a step towards his Duke.
Yeah. I don't know.
It takes two pats on the shoulder to get him to back off. Leto goes, it's all right.
Hey, chill.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Twice.
I don't know. I mean, like, I get it. Gurney is obviously very protective of Leto because, you know, Leto.
Yeah. And for all intents and purposes, this person looks like a Fremen. They are a Fremen.
Spoilers.
Well, you know, that's pretty known with from the eyes and how like dusty and like kind of.
Wow, are you saying that all Fremen are dusty?
I was going to say that the still suit is dusty. It's obviously been used a lot. You cannot trap me into that.
But then we get some explanation. Also directly to the audience of the purpose of the still suit as we see Dr. Liet Kynes going through, strapping down, you know, some straps and stuff from Leto's back and around his legs and ankles and everything. She does the same thing to Gurney, and you see she's like at ankle level with Gurney, but you kind of see him like begin to turn around to like look and watch her do all of this.
Yeah. He's on his toes, man.
Yeah. He's really jumpy.
So, I do love the explanation though. I appreciate the explanation of exactly what a still suit does here. This is something that Leto asks for in the books. He's like, basically the same like thing happens where she starts to go inspect them and he's like, okay, cool, we're in your hands. I think that line is directly pulled from the book. And then he goes, also, would you mind telling me what these things are? She's like, yeah, sure, no, probably, sure, whatever. I was looking over the book this morning before we started recording, and I was I got a good laugh out of it. The very first thing that they describe still suits, they say, Kynes in the book says, they're basically micro sandwiches. And then it's like hyphen a high efficiency filtration system. I was like, what does that mean?
Micro sandwiches. Just a bunch of little PB&Js all over your body.
I was like, I don't even know. You know, put my mind, try to cast my mind back. No,
the still suit is the bread, and then the body is the sandwich toppings or the ingredients.
But
then that begs the question, right? If a still suit is bread and the still suit is a bunch of micro sandwiches, where does that leave hot dogs and tacos?
I believe this is settled law from the Judge Sean Hodgman podcast.
Okay.
A hot dog is a hot dog. Not a sandwich.
All right.
We'll leave that to the officials. Leave that decision to the courts. Without a still suit, Kynes explains that we would not last 2 hours in the desert, even though it's morning.
Even the early morning. Yeah.
Even in the early morning, we would not last 2 hours in the desert without one of these suits.
Do you think we're in that, you know, closer to 90 or closer to 120 range right now?
I would
probably say the 120.
Yeah, I would say more than 10 minutes has passed in movie time.
It's hot as fuck outside right now for us, and it's like 90. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's 97.
Yeah, my thermometer in the car said 98 as I pulled in your driveway.
God, that's awful.
Yep.
Gross.
Still suits cool the body and the body's movement. As you walk and you do various things, pull out your Kinjal at every slight movement. it powers the suit.
Yeah, Gurney's definitely the type of guy to like sleep with his knife under his pillow, and he's got his hand on the fucking hilt.
Gurney's still suit stays charged up.
Gurney's just vibrating with anxiety the whole time.
He's not in any kind of
worry. Am I Gurney Halleck?
I think you might be. What do they describe him? A rolling ugly man?
Rolling
yeah,
ugly.
There you go.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck. Eat shit. I don't have a giant scar across my face. I just have a little one from when I ran into a slide as a 3-year-old.
The last line that we get in this minute is, inside the mask, you'll find a... And it ends right there. One of the rare minutes where we end in the middle of a sentence.
Yep.
So what are we going to find?
You'll have Who to knows? Come back tomorrow.
Who knows? We'll know tomorrow. all right, cool. Any other notes on this one?
Nope. This one was a lot of learning about Dr. Kynes.
Yes.
Getting an idea of the importance that she brings, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. We're not done talking about her.
No.
We've got quite a bit to...
I was about to say we'll get plenty more time with Dr. Kynes, but...
We'll get more time with Dr. Kynes. Yeah. Definitely.
Enough. Well, not enough, but...
A good amount.
Quality over quantity.
You know, the rest of this week and the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
We'll have her for a good bit of that. So,
good deal.
Either way, we love Dr. Kynes. Hope you do too. And if you do, you can let us know by reaching out to us on Instagram at the Dune Minute. We're on Twitter at Dune Minute, or you can email duneminute@gmail.com with whatever you want to tell us. Honestly, we're pretty open for anything.
Please talk to us.
But yeah, coming back tomorrow, we have a little more to talk about for you on a Thursday episode. And we'll see you then.
See ya.